proclamation number 3700 dated the February 28, 1946. Thought transmission from the spiritual kingdom. Every idea is a spiritual emanation. It can merely originate from different sources, i.e., it can be transmitted to you humans from the kingdom of light but also from the kingdom of darkness. It all depends on your will. As expected, the kingdom of light will radiate truth, whereas the kingdom of darkness will transmit entirely earthly, material thoughts to people with the intention to spread them. From an earthly point of view, mental activity is indeed the function of organs, but they actually only receive and process the transmissions from the spiritual kingdom which affect the organs. Because the origin of every thought will always be found in spiritual spheres, since the work of the spiritual kingdom's inhabitants is to influence people mentally, and thus they endeavor to pass on their own ideals to people. And thus valuable but also worthless, even harmful, ideas can flow from this kingdom, and it is up to the human being himself to evaluate the importance of what he receives. By using his will he can guide his thoughts into the right or the wrong direction, and the beings in the spiritual realm will always eagerly support his will. The human being has to be informed how he can contact the beings of light if he wants to acquire pure truth, if he wants his thoughts to be right, just as he should be informed of the cause of wrong thinking in order to protect himself from it. Hence he has to be taught that the transmission of mental concepts from the spiritual realm is the result of his conduct, which is more or less in accordance with God's will and thus more or less induces the beings of the spiritual kingdom to hand out truth or untruth. Just as the human beings will behave towards God, the spiritual beings behave towards the human being, and this is reflected in the transmission of spiritual knowledge, in thoughts and the intelligence of the human being. Because the beings of light are only able to come into contact with people who give themselves to God, who aspire towards God, or the influence from the kingdom of light against his will would inhibit the human being's will. Whereas the forces of darkness can likewise only get access to those of God opposing will and who show this in their heartless behavior, thinking and talking. Because these beings' influence is powerful but only effective if the human being abandons himself to them. However, if his will is turned towards God, he can protect himself at any time from these forces by calling upon the beings of light and by requesting God's help. This person's thinking will always be guided right because the beings of light will not meet with opposition as they impart their spiritual knowledge to him. The forces of darkness usually try to draw people's thoughts towards earthly matters and to prevent their desire for spiritual knowledge, or to distort it and then offer it infiltrated by lies and errors so that they find themselves in complete ignorance and falsehood, because every spiritual being only gives what it is itself. The kingdom of darkness will never offer the truth since, due to their obstinate will, no light is shining for the beings. These forces will always endeavor to maintain a person's materialistic attitude, and they will always meet with his approval as long as his will is not turned towards God. People's thinking will only be right and their ideas only correspond to the truth where the beings of light are able to work. And thus God's most important commandment has to be fulfilled first. The human being has to live with love. Only then can he also tell his fellow human beings that his mental concepts are true and from the realm of light. Only then will he fulfill the first condition given by God so that he can guide people into truth himself and he need never fear to go astray, i.e., live in error. because he is then under the direct influence of the beings of light who work on behalf of God by transmitting wisdom to those who finally have relinquished their resistance to God. Amen.